Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the challenge of China. Back with Kent Backus in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association will hold their first annual convention October 19th through the 21st at the Best Western Saddleback Inn and Conference Center in Oklahoma City. The convention kicks off Friday evening with a social. Saturday will feature a full day of educational and inspirational speakers sharing their personal stories and addressing concerns of the cattle industry. Sunday morning will feature a prayer breakfast. For more information on the Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Convention, including how to register, call 580-886-5149.
Listen up, cattlemen. You won't want to miss the upcoming Blackjack Farms and Guests annual female production sale happening Saturday, October 13th. This year features 69 lots of spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving heifers and cows, most with calves at their side, spring calving bred heifers, and fall yearling donor prospects. 130 head total of quality Angus-based genetics. The sale kicks off at 12:30 at the ranch near Seminole. Get there early to have lunch and to look around. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
It's been obvious that China, down through the years, has been a very tough customer to deal with when it comes to agricultural exports. In the case of beef, we've only just gotten back into that market after being shut out since the cow that stole Christmas back in 2003 until just about a year ago. Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says he fully understands what the Trump administration is going after. They're hoping to level the playing field with the Chinese, and they're using retaliatory tariffs to get the attention of Chinese negotiators.
When you look at the use of tariffs to create leverage, that's been the goal all along, and it's been successful. It worked bringing Korea, the threat of withdrawing from the agreement and using tariffs. That brought them to the table. It brought Mexico to the table to renegotiate. It's brought the Canadians to the table. With China, the U.S. has already targeted almost half of the $500 billion worth of goods we import. And China's feeling the pain. And so much to the point now they're actually scrambling to find ways to keep their currency from sliding even further. They have to figure out how they're going to keep their economic growth moving forward. It's caused a lot of stability issues in China. And so China has responded by targeting, you know, agricultural goods. I don't think the tariffs are going to let up anytime soon. I still think that China has to really consider making some systemic changes in their state-run economy. Keep in mind, it's still a very communist country, and the fact that the government, while they may not be government companies, there are government seats on the boards of those companies. And so the government's still very much involved in the financing of these projects and everything else. And so, that puts American companies at a disadvantage. I don't think the administration is going to let up anytime soon. China has a lot to lose here, and they have a lot more to lose. I think what some people are looking at now is the fact that we have all of these tariffs on Chinese imports, but if their currency continues to slide, that means that the yuan, their dollar, will continue to weaken, and that may actually zero out some of the effects of the tariffs by making their products that much more inexpensive. So I think the tariffs will be effective to a point, and I think the administration will continue to use that leverage until China agrees to make some major changes and to play on a fair level playing field.
Sounds like the way the Chinese continue to talk, while they're trying to, deal with some of the consequences of these tariffs, at the same time, they're willing to take the pain for at least a while till, maybe early next year.
Well, I think this is kind of the old, the old story of you got the two big kids on the block, and they're finally going to square off, and we're in the middle of that now. Where this spills over, where it escalates, I think that's anyone's speculation for now. I think the U.S. economy is continuing to thrive. I think that we will adjust. At the same time, I think China, they have their own resiliency, and they'll be able to adjust and respond accordingly. So I think at the end of the day, both countries want to find a mutually beneficial path forward. When that happens is anyone's guess, but we're hoping it's sooner rather than later.
NCBA's Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Listen up, cattlemen. You won't want to miss the upcoming Blackjack Farms and Guests annual female production sale happening Saturday, October 13th. This year features 69 lots of spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving heifers and cows, most with calves at their side, spring calving bred heifers, and fall yearling donor prospects. 130 head total of quality Angus-based genetics. The sale kicks off at 12:30 at the ranch near Seminole. Get there early to have lunch and to look around. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.